much so. There's nothing except the little red schoolhouse.
And the other is, you've mentioned all these different minerals. Why'd they pick lead for the name for Leadville?
Well,
is that something they mined here, or is that just...
Yeah, lead was one of the things. Okay. But I can't remember why they picked lead. It was Oral City at first, O-R-O.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Malta, by the way, before it was Malta, it was Swilltown. S-C-H-W-I-L-L. Swilltown.
Right.
And I guess they didn't like the sound of that. So
yeah.
They changed it to Malta, but I never found out why they chose Malta.
Huh. Okay, so does any mining go on in Leadville now that you're aware of? Or just little things, or...
I don't think there's even any little mining. There was for a year or two, the Black Hawk, but I think that's closed up.
Okay. When did mining come to an end in Leadville, would you say? It was a decade, 70s, 80s.
In the 30s, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah, late 30s.
Okay. But there was one mine operating that I've heard about for a while.
Black Hawk?
Is that...
No, wait a minute. Was it not the Black Cloud?
Okay. When did that stop?
Well, about... must have been about 4 or 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
3 or 4 or 5, I think.
But it had pretty much...
Well, yeah, just...
just sort of died out. Okay. So what do people do here now for money?
Well, there's a tourist getting to be a tourist town.
Okay.
And then it's getting to be a retirement town.
Uh-huh.
But right now, the trouble, our big problem is right now, it's a community where people can come in and live cheaper and go to work at Vail and Copper Mountain, where they get good wages, but they'd have to pay high rent.
Yeah.
So we're getting to be a bedroom committee, I guess.
How far are those places from here?
Oh, about half an hour's drive. 40 minutes, something like that.
And it's not too difficult in the winter to get there?
Yeah, it's hard, but they go.
I do.
After all, you know, if your rent's going to be umpteen dollars over there and you come over here and live.
I guess you could find maybe somebody to bed, you know, room with for a couple of days if it was really
hard. Oh, yeah, I think so. If you really, really got... But you'd be surprised the weather they come in.
Yeah.
And they keep the roads. They keep the main highways.
Pretty good.
Like Highway 70 and...
Gotta have those skiers getting up there. So.
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right. So you get a lot of... It looks like you get a fair share of younger people, and those are probably the people that are going over there.
That's right, and they're working at, like, Ski Cooper and Copper Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ski Cooper is where the camp is near here.
Okay.
It's a ski area that was developed because of the Camp Hale soldiers.
Oh, okay.
Where they trained.
Right.
And that's within... 15 minutes of here, of Leadville.
Okay.
So a lot of the people around town now are waiting for that to open.
I see.
But you know, if it doesn't open before December or January, they just, what are they going to do?
What about the demographics of the town? What kind of people have traditionally lived here, and has that changed?
Well, it's always been a very mixed town.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You could have, the fact is, in its heyday, they had Germans, they had Irish, they had Yugoslavians, they had Finnish, they had, well, Jews, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Really and truly they did.
When did the Hispanic population, I know there is one.
It just crept off, crept in some way or another.
Okay.
Even when I was teaching school here in the 30s, there were quite a few Spanish, but not as much as now.
Right.
That's one reason, one of the reasons we're having big problems financially.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of those people come in and work, but they don't pay taxes, they don't pay, well, they just pay rent, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't buy anything here. Because it's cheaper to go to Walgreens or Walmart or someplace.